Welcome to International EFT Tapping Month. This week's theme is relationships, personal, family, and business. In today's completely free resource MP3, we're going to talk about personal relationships. Perhaps there is someone who occupies a lot of space in your mind, or someone who keeps popping up, causing you to have imaginary conversations with them. You know, usually to reply the way you wish you could have for that given situation. So let's tap on that. If you're not quite ready to do so, put this on pause and just come back when you are in a place to do so. And pause this while you get some water, note-taking items, and remember to wash your hands. You may even want some tissue, you know, just in case. All right, let's begin. Think of a person with whom you have a personal relationship and who occupies space in your mind. What comes up for you? How do you feel in your body? Oh, and remember to take responsibility for your actions, and if at any time you want to stop, go ahead and do so. It's all good, you know, and if you need to consult with your mental or medical health professional first, please do that as well. So, how do you feel about this person? Where in your body do you feel it? If you could give it a number from 0 being calm and 10 being really feeling something, what number would that be? Take note of it. So let's start tapping. Start on the side of either hand and with your fingertips, just start tapping on that area. Think about the person and see if you can identify how you feel and which situation comes up for you. Once you answer those two questions, you can form your own setup statement, and here's a sample for you to use. Even though I feel X about so-and-so and that situation, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. I'll repeat it so you can jot it down and put it on pause if you need to. Even though I feel X, you know, your emotion, about so-and-so and that situation, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And when I say that situation, you insert the specifics, okay? So now, tapping on the side of your hand, say your setup statement. Even though I feel blank about so-and-so and that situation, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. You can do that 2 more times. I'll wait or put it on pause. Now you're going to go to the eyebrow point between your eyebrows above your nose, and you're going to say, I feel blank about blank, whoever it is and the situation. And you're going to repeat it, side of the eye. I feel blank about blank. So I'll replace those now and just follow along, but you get the idea. And if what I say isn't completely accurate for you, just know that you'll get some borrower's benefits, which means basically, as you may know, that if you tap along, you'll still feel something good happening. All right, so side of the hand, even though I feel really mad about how the woman in line treated me, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I feel really angry about how the woman in line treated me, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. I feel really angry about that woman's treatment of me. Side of the eye. I feel really angry about the woman's treatment of me. Under the eye. I feel really angry about how that woman treated me in line today. Under the nose. I feel really angry about how I was treated by that woman today. Chin. I feel really angry about how that woman treated me. Collarbone. I feel really angry about how that woman treated me. Under the arm. I feel really angry about how that woman treated me. Why did she do that? Top of the head. I feel really angry about how that woman treated me. And then stop tapping and see how you feel. And jot it down. What do you feel? Jot that down too. What number would you give it now? As you may know, the goal is to get it down to a zero. So keep going on your own until you've felt some relief, if you like. And if anything comes up in terms of a change in the way you feel about the situation and the person, and if anything changes in your body, note those things and tap on those as well. Now, if you're feeling some irritation or more pain in a certain part of the body than before, that's a good sign because it means that there's a slight shift and that the energy is moving. And again, thank you so much for participating in this year's International EFT Tapping Month. Please do share this with others and invite them to download our completely free resources each day of August. You just go to internationaltappingmonth.com. And if you're a practitioner, go to internationaltappingmonth.com/submit. You can tag us at Tapping Month or hashtag Tapping Month across all social media channels. Tap, tap, tap away. Take care. Bye-bye.